He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Monday morning. It's the January 29th live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. I'm back in Carlsbad, California today, where it's going to be 86 degrees today. The market is not so hot today, however. We're getting a little bit of a downdraft here on this Monday, but I think we can handle it. The Dow is down 66 points right now. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is at 26,550 after setting new record highs last week. The S&P 500 is down 8 points. It's at 2,864. The NASDAQ down 23 points right now, 74.82. It's about a quarter of a percent drop across the board in the three major indexes. The small cap stocks also down about 0.1%. Crude oil down 59 cents to 65.55. That's where crude oil is today. Of course, we've had a major rally in crude oil so far over the last 6 months or so. Gold is down $11.40 this morning, 1,340. Silver down 25 cents to 17.19 per ounce. The euro down a little bit, 1.23. But boy, I'll tell you what, those are some lofty numbers there on the euro at 1.23. And on the other side of that trade is the U.S. dollar. Those are some very lowly numbers on the U.S. dollar. And the story of the day, the crushing. Well, it's come back a little bit. The bonds were really getting hit this morning. Ah, man, you're just seeing the beginning of this carnage in the bond market. The 10-year yield is at 2.71 now this morning. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. I'm president of Gunderson Capital Management in Carlsbad, California. I got back from Scottsdale, where I spent several days. I spoke Saturday at Financial Fest in Scottsdale. Man, that was a great event. It really was. My hat off to Money Radio for the job they did in putting together the hall, the speakers. It ran smoothly. It was well attended. I got to spend a little time with Charles Payne in the lunchroom. I didn't get to spend any time with Gary Coltbaum. He was also there. I spoke at 10 a.m., and I want to say Coltbaum spoke at noon and Charles Payne about 1 p.m. Charles Payne's a dresser. I need to find out who his tailor is and who his fashion consultant is. Wow, I mean, monogram shirts and beautiful cufflinks. The guy is a sharp guy. Not only is he a sharp dresser, but he is really an intelligent man. And you know what? We're pretty much aligned. I was at my booth in the hall after I spoke. I was mobbed at my little booth after my speech. But I did sneak away to just see the first few minutes of Charles Payne's speech. He had the same chart that I had up, exact same chart. And as I listened, he gave a lot of the exact same presentation that I gave. So I guess great minds think alike, ha-ha. He does not like the bond market. He is not a proponent of the traditional asset allocation. He loves the stock market right now, as do I. I gave an impassioned speech, which I'll repeat again here today and tomorrow on this current earnings season, and just how significant it is. Just how significant. There are records being broken, which tells me that the economy is accelerating, not decelerating, accelerating. It would appear that the tax cuts have put some lighter fluid on the charcoals, the smoldering charcoals that were starting to burn out on monetary policy alone, and now it's got a gasoline injection throwing an economy into the afterburners of fiscal policy. Charles Payne said the same exact thing. The 10-year Treasury this morning is shooting to a new cycle high. It's up 6 basis points to 2.72. It's come back 1 basis point. That's the highest level in 4 years. I know, Gunderson, we hear your message. You've said it before. Well, maybe you have heard my message, but there's trillions in the bond market that's at risk, high risk. And the traditional financial planning asset allocation model and modern portfolio theory is in big, big trouble. I believe money will be fleeing out of that asset allocation model that didn't work so well in 2008. Why should it work well during a bond rout, which will eventually, and I still believe this, I still believe that the next bear market will be brought about by your friends in the bond arena, because that's starting to get bloody over there. I even see a headline this morning that says the bond rout gains steam. Are stocks next? Okay, this is coming from Citigroup. Much smarter guys than I am. A fresh breakout in the 10-year Treasury yield to new multi-year highs has the equity bears wondering if soaring stocks will soon take notice. The post-crisis era society Citi has been a strong, there's been a strong correlation between central bank bond purchases and global stock returns. Okay, so if the appetite for bonds go down, will it eventually infect the stock market? Yes, I do believe that, but I don't think it's going to happen anytime soon. I think this melt-up in stocks is going to continue, and I think that the meltdown in bonds is going to continue. At some point in time, the meltdown in bonds will impact and infect the stock market. That's my prediction. You know what else is getting clobbered? Anything that's interest rate sensitive, which I've told you to run, flee. The REITs. The REITs are getting clobbered again today. They're getting ready to break down to new lows. The utilities, interest rate sensitive. Anything real estate related. The mortgage REITs. Have you looked at the mortgage REITs lately? Look at REM. No, not the band. Not the... What was the song they had, Just Fall on Me or something like that? That's what they're doing. They're falling. The iShares Mortgage Real Estate Index is getting clubbed again today. Oh, but you say, look at that dividend yield of 10.5% on this magnificent mortgage REIT. You're going to lose much more than 10% in the bloodbath that is coming to this sector. So if you're owning those mortgage REITs saying I got a 10.5% yield right now on the mortgage REITs, and let's just look up a few of the individual mortgage REITs. I always look at Annaly Capital. That's always a popular one. Oh, that's a horrible chart. Oh, give me a Rolaid, would you? That's my assistant for a Rolaid here. 11.2% dividend yield, but it's getting clubbed to death this morning. And I think it's only begun. Trump blasts EU trade relationship. Well, here's the great, what do they call him, the deal maker? He says that our trade agreement with the EU, the European Union, is not fair. He says, I've had a lot of problems with the European Union. I can just see Trump saying this. And it may morph into something very big from that standpoint, from a trade standpoint. President Trump told a British broadcaster, here's what he said. We cannot get our products in. Oh, Europe doesn't want American products. Trump says it's very, very tough, yet they send their products to us. This is called jawboning, right? He's speaking it up, giving them a chance to come to the table. He says no taxes, very little taxes when they send their products to us. He's warning. He's going to slap an import tax on their products if they don't open up their markets to our goods. It's very unfair to the U.S., and I think it could turn out to be very, very much to their detriment. You see, he's using the leverage. I will say this, Trump knows how to use the leverage that he has. we import a lot of goods from Europe. Ever been to the cheese store lately or the wine store lately or wherever else we import European goods or the fashion clothes and whatnot? Well, he's wagging his finger. Look out. Well, I'm going to add my third prediction to 2008. Number one, bonds will be negative. Number two, crackdowns on crypto. Number three, I think it will be a record year for mergers, acquisitions, IPOs. We have a big one to talk about when we come back. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Would you like to ask Bill Gunderson a question on the air? Perhaps your investments aren't doing as well as you think they should, or you have an individual stock, index, or mutual fund that you'd like him to discuss. Well, this is your opportunity to hear him answer your question live on the Best Stocks Now radio show. Simply email your question to us by going to the contact page at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378. And we'll select a question or two each week to be read live on the air. Please leave your name and city when asking a question. You'll be a part of the weekly Ask Bill segment on the Bill Gunderson Radio Show. If your question is chosen to be read on the air, we'll send you an autographed copy of Bill's book, Best Stocks Now. So go to GundersonCapital.com or record your question 24 hours a day at 855-611-BEST. What's your question?
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, I've made some predictions here in 2018, and so far they're pretty much on the mark. I predicted, and I'll be making some more here as we go along, but I said that the bonds, I was wrong on my Super Bowl. Okay, I admit it. I had the losing end of the NFC champion and the AFC champion, so that's the way it goes. Football is way more unpredictable than the stock market. Bonds will be negative in 2018. I don't think there's any question about that. And you want to be invested in the bond market? Do you want to have an asset allocation? Do you want to own bond funds? That's up to you. I don't. I predicted big crackdowns on the cryptocurrencies. That's continuing today. And I'm going to make another one here. I think it's going to be a record year for mergers, acquisitions, IPOs, a lot of business deals. You've got the business deal in chief guy running the country right now. His middle name is Deal, right? And I think there's going to be a lot of deals made here in 2018. Well, there's already one here happening today. One of the greatest stocks that I ever found, and it was in my book, I believe it was in my book, Best Stocks Now, was Green Mountain Coffee Roasters. Well, they started out as a little company roasting their coffee, a premium brand, kind of like Starbucks. But the founder had an invention called the K-Cup. And he had the Keurig coffee machine, which has pretty much taken the coffee industry by storm. And I remember making a lot of money in that stock, GMCR, until it was bought out by a large Belgian company and went private. They lost their patent on the K-Cup. Now all kinds of different brands are out there using K-Cup technology. It's just a little cup with two holes in it, one on top, one on the bottom. And, of course, you put the pod, into the coffee maker, and you have a fresh brewed single cup or two cups, whatever it is, within a few minutes. And it was quite an invention. I think it made the guy, made him into a billionaire. Well, they're private. They're buying Dr. Pepper Snapple Group. There's another story there. I remember back in 1998, 1999 in the NASDAQ, do you know what one of the hottest stocks in the entire market was? Snapple. Who remembers that? Not Snapchat. Snapple, with their flavored teas and their juice drinks. Snapple was a red hot stock back in 98. I owned some Snapple stock, and Snapple was eventually gobbled up by Dr. Pepper. I don't really see too much Snapple around anymore. I don't know if that was a good buy or not for Dr. Pepper. I'm not thinking no. But now you've got Green Mountain Coffee buying Dr. Pepper Snapple. And I think the end game is pretty obvious here. They want to take on company that does the SodaStream. I think they want to make an all-in-one beverage dispenser. Now, I see my local Sparklets dealer is offering me a machine that has a built-in K-Cup. So you can dispense hot water, and it will go right into the K-Cup. That's Sparklets. But it's just a matter of time until an office like mine has a dispenser that you can make what any flavor of soda pop that you want. Single cup. I do use SodaStream. I'm drinking Diet Fountain Mist, that green rocket fuel that keeps me going throughout the day. And I think that Dr. Pepper Snapple is a great acquisition. Now, this is a private company, Keurig Green Mountain, so Dr. Pepper will be going private. But Dr. Pepper is up 32.5% today. You know, this same company in Belgium recently bought Krispy Kreme Donuts. Who else? They bought someone else recently, an iconic American brand. And now they own Dr. Pepper, and they own the Keurig Green Mountain coffee maker. There's another deal going down today in the paper industry. WestRock acquires Capstone Paper and Packaging. That one has not been showing up in my Best Stocks Now app. I wish I would have known about the Dr. Pepper deal. Dr. Pepper's up 32% today. And Capstone is up 30% today. So two deals to start the week. And I predict, once again, that it will be a record year for deals. I think there will be a lot of deals made in the consumer industry. I think there will be a lot of deals made in the biotech industry. It will be a deal. I think, I want to say, it seems to me there's an ETF that is kind of a merger and acquisition target ETF. That might be an interesting one to look at. All right, what else do we have going on? More bad news at General Electric. Well, as I spoke Saturday at Financial Fest in Scottsdale, I gave them my General Electric story, how I've been warning about that stock for the last year and how it's been pummeled and how it's been beaten up. Now there's an SEC probe touching on GE Power. Now that's the biggest part of their business, their power division. Now they've got the SEC guys sniffing around there if there were some accounting issues. You know, I just can't imagine. How does Jeffrey Immelt, he seems to have gotten away unscathed in all of this. Seems to me at some point they ought to be hauling him before a grand jury or an SEC probe. Say, Mr. Immelt, there's a lot of shenanigans going on at General Electric, and the shareholders are really left holding the bag here, and you made out quite nicely. But, you know, he's a big donor. He's a big donor to political campaigns and whatnot. So I don't know. Apple. You know, that's a lousy chart. That's a really lousy chart on Apple. It's falling again today. The only place I own it is in my income and growth portfolio for the dividend and potential capital appreciation, but I'm starting to lose my appetite for Apple. Apple is now cutting in half its iPhone 10 production in Q1. Does it seem like Tim Cook's starting to make a lot of missteps at Apple? You never saw, well, of course, Steve Jobs made plenty of missteps himself, but it just seems like Apple is not on the right track right now. The drop follows lower than expected holiday sales for the premium iPhone. And what does Apple do after the 10? I mean, this is kind of the big one. Okay, this is the 10. It's the anniversary model. I don't know. I'm losing my appetite for Apple stock. If you take a look at it, just take a look at their most recent quarter. You know, I mean, their sales up 3%. Here's their last four quarters. Sales up 3%. 5%, 7%. They did have a 12% quarter, this quarter that just ended. And they'll be reporting on February the 1st. They're expected, they've been growing by 11% per year over the last 5 years. This is not an Alibaba. This is not a Facebook anymore at all. And I'm losing my appetite for Apple, even in my income portfolio. This is Bill Gunderson. We got a huge winner today. When we come back, it's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. blackout26.com.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Would you like to ask Bill Gunderson a question on the air? Perhaps your investments aren't doing as well as you think they should, or you have an individual stock, index, or mutual fund that you'd like him to discuss. Well, this is your opportunity to hear him answer your question live on the Best Stocks Now radio show. Simply email your question to us by going to the contact page at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378. And we'll select a question or two each week to be read live on the air. Please leave your name and city when asking a question, and you'll be a part of the weekly Ask Bill segment on the Bill Gunderson Radio Show. If your question is chosen to be read on the air, we'll send you an autographed copy of Bill's book, Best Stocks Now. So go to GundersonCapital.com or record your question 24 hours a day at 855-611-BEST. What's your question?
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
We'll be right back.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour, where the bond route continues. And if anything, it is now gaining steam. And I do believe that eventually it will lead over and infect the bond market or the stock market. So if you take bonds out of the mix, which I did back in July of 2016, if you take bonds out of the mix, now you can hold them to maturity, okay, but most people don't. That's a small minority of people. I have no problem with someone buying a bond and holding it to maturity. You're going to get your coupon. You're going to get your money back. It's a good bond, safe bond. But the bond funds, which they're a plethora, there's trillions of dollars in bond funds, which are getting rocked. And it's only going to get worse. That's all you have to do is look at your portfolio, and if you see any mutual fund or ETF that has the word balanced in it, or intermediate, or long-term, or short-term, or the word fixed, these are all bond funds. Don't say, I did not warn you. They're already coming unraveled. They had zero returns last year, maybe a pittance of a return, with loads of risk. And now they have lots of risk as the bond market is breaking down. Now, that spreads out to anything interest rate sensitive. Mortgage REITs are getting slammed. Real estate investment trust REITs are getting slammed. Utilities are getting slammed. Insurance stocks are getting hit hard. They all revolve around the bond market. And the stock market revolves around the market too, to some extent, but it's going to be a while before the bond market infects and brings down the stock market. But it will happen, I believe, at some point in time. Okay, I had a big winner. It's coming back to earth a little bit here today over there at Lockheed Martin, but it's still breaking out to new all-time highs today, so we'll take it. Lockheed up $3 a share. It had a massive, massive breakout to the upside on Friday. It's pushing $100 billion here in market cap for the first time in its history. It will cross the $100 billion mark. I believe that will happen soon. Lockheed Martin, headquartered in Bethesda, Maryland, but with a big exposure out here in Southern California, pays a dividend yield of 2.3%. This is a perfect stock sitting nestled in the hills of my income portfolio, which is bond-free. Lockheed Martin beats by 23 cents. They beat on revenues. Oh, I want to talk about beating on revenues. Do you know that the quarter that we are now in, we've got 24% of the companies reporting so far in the S&P 500. 83% have beat their sales estimates, not their earnings estimates. Their top line sales estimates. Do you know that that's a record number? There's gasoline now on the fire of a smoldering economy that's starting to really explode to the upside. Very difficult to be bearish on the stock market. Very easy to be bearish on the bond market. Lockheed Martin beats by 23 cents. They joined the Beat on Revenue Club, and they were helped along by the tax cut. They did have a one-time tax charge related of $1.9 billion. That's going to affect quarter four 2017, which is now in the rearview mirror. And they will be deploying cash. Outlook for 2018, they're guiding higher. So Lockheed Martin, all good there. Perfect example of a bond alternative. Listen, you can buy the corporate bonds from Lockheed Martin and loan them money, or you can buy a piece of the action and own the company. Did you see Trump's budget today for defense? He's looking to increase the defense budget to some $763 billion. Trump believes in a strong defense. And Lockheed Martin is right in The sweet spot in that defense spending budget, along with many other aerospace and defense companies such as Boeing, Northrop Grumman, Raytheon, these are all great choices to an intermediate bond portfolio, which is falling apart at the current time. Stiefel raises its Alibaba price target. Did you see the FANG stocks last week? Well, Gunderson, Alibaba's not in FANG. It should be. Let's make three A's, and one of them is not Apple. Kick Apple out of FANG. Amazon, Alibaba, and Alphabet are the three A's in FANG. They're all busting loose, breaking out to new highs. Do you remember that little sell-off in tech that we had last December? I said, don't worry. I know. They've been flat. They're not looking real good. But where are you going to get 40% growth in a $500 million company? Alibaba's a good example. 40% growth per year. Listen to their last four quarters. Revenue's up 44%, 50%, 53%, 47%. Earnings up 30%, 37%, 60%, 63%. And you want to own Apple? And the bond market, Stiefel raises its Apple price target to 12% higher, 230. I do five-year price targets. We produce five-year growth rates anticipated. Why not do five-year target prices? That makes much more sense to me. In an eight hot dog bun world and 10 hot dogs in the package, let's match up five-year target prices with five-year earnings growth estimates. Alibaba is a big holding here at Gunderson Capital in my premier growth portfolio. All right, let's not give up on lithium yet. I didn't see a lot of electric. I did see quite a few Teslas in Scottsdale. Quite a few Teslas. I walked by the Tesla store in Kierland, and I did see that new little X3? Is it Series 3? That's a pretty little car, I got to admit it. I wish they were coming off the assembly line a lot faster. I don't want to wait a year for one of those. It looks like that little BMW X3. That's what it reminded me of. It's a beautiful car. Causing quite a stir. There was a line out the door just to look at one. I want to go see the assembly line, Elon. How's that thing moving? Are they cutting corners? They said they got a lot of amateurs working, temp help, trying to put these things together. They can't even keep up with the demand. But they got to get them off the line. People are canceling their orders. If these things were on the lot, ready to go at Tesla dealerships all across America, he's got a different model, all right. But it's crimped big time. And beautiful car. They told me the base price, $35,000. I think that's without wheels, without a steering wheel, without seats. You know, I don't know what it is when you get the wheels and the seats. But anyways, SQM. I don't know. The lithium industry, I lowered my exposure considerably to lithium. Yes, it drives the electric battery. Yes, India is going all electric, just like Bob Dylan did at the Newport Jazz Rock Festival, Folk Festival. China's going 35% electric. Norway's going 100% electric. Europe's going electric. California's going to require not only to carry in your reusable bag into the grocery store, but you better have an electric. You know what? Listen, California. I am getting so sick of California. All the upfront parking places are for either handicapped, okay, I don't have a problem with that, or electric charging vehicles. If you got a combustible engine car, you can park a mile from the store, and don't forget to bring in your reusable shopping bag. You've got to carry all your cans of Campbell's soup to the car in your arms. Talk about a ridiculous state. I heard that there's people leaving California. There's a steady line of U-Hauls headed for Texas, Arizona, New Mexico, any place but California. Jerry Brown, the whack job. Tesla is in talks with SQM over a lithium investment. They need a steady supply of lithium. The biggest one in the world is in Chile, and SQM is one of the world's lowest cost producers of lithium. I continue to own SQM, but that's not a very inspiring chart on the stock right now. That's my last lithium holding. Uh-oh, crypto crackdown continues when we come back. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Would you like to ask Bill Gunderson a question on the air? Perhaps your investments aren't doing as well as you think they should, or you have an individual stock, index, or mutual fund that you'd like him to discuss. Well, this is your opportunity to hear him answer your question live on the Best Stocks Now radio show. Simply email your question to us by going to the contact page at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378. And we'll select a question or two each week to be read live on the air. Please leave your name and city when asking a question, and you'll be a part of the weekly Ask Bill segment on the Bill Gunderson Radio Show. If your question is chosen to be read on the air, we'll send you an autographed copy of Bill's book, Best Stocks Now. So go to GundersonCapital.com or record your question 24 hours a day at 855-611-BEST. What's your question?
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. Blackout26.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio. It's been a fast-moving hour. I had a good time in Scottsdale, Arizona over the last 3 or 4 days. I spoke Saturday at Financial Fest in Scottsdale and got to talk to Charles Payne a little bit. Man, I got to up my game in the fashion department. He is a fashion plate, that guy. He makes the big bucks over there at Fox Business Network. But, you know, we're very, very much like-minded. And he's not a believer in the bond or the MPT. We talked about that in the lunchroom there. He believes, like I do, that there's a melt-up right now taking place in earnings across the board, pretty much all 11 sectors of the market. I was stunned. I'm stunned so far by the statistics that are coming in on this current earnings season. The headline of my newsletter on Saturday, I got it out Sunday morning because I had that speaking engagement, and I was mobbed. At my little booth in Financial Fest, I gave out 108 books signed, and there was demand for more, but that's all I took with me. But the headline to my newsletter on Sunday morning that was sent out, growth is accelerating. I was going up in the hills there of Scottsdale, and here comes this little Porsche around the corner with stripes all over it and a fin on the back. And he put the gas on, and that thing passed me like I was standing still. That's called acceleration. And we're now in full swing with earning season, and the numbers so far are just shocking. I'm blown away. A record number of companies are smashing their sales expectations. Now, you can't gerrymander or rig sales. Earnings, yeah, there's non-GAAP things, there's one-time charges, there's stock buybacks. They can engineer. They can do a little bit of engineering on the earnings. But a record number of companies are smashing their top-line sales estimates. I'm seeing it at my business. I'm exceeding my sales estimates in every category, my app, my newsletter, people opening accounts, the fees, everything. And I see it at restaurants as I stood in line trying to get a table. I see it everywhere. I do. I see it at the shopping malls. I'm seeing it. People have a little bit of money. It's called the wealth effect. Their 401ks are going up. Their IRA, unless they're in a bond fund. And the number that I saw was shocking. As I updated and looked at how earnings season was going, which I do every single week in the newsletter. Oh, that's a big, big, important section in my newsletter. Just let me give you a few highlights here. 24% of the companies in the S&P 500 have now reported earnings. 76% have beat their estimates. But here is the one that makes my eyeballs pop out. 85% of the companies that have reported earnings so far have beat their sales estimate. This is a new record since they started keeping track of this. 81 companies will report this week. Now, if you look back over the last several years of the amount of companies, the percentage of companies beating sales estimates, this is a spike. This is not a little jump from last quarter, a year ago, or the previous quarter. This is a spike. In addition to this, the consensus estimate for S&P 500 earnings for this year, which is now almost 1 month old, 2018, and the estimates for 2019, you can see that I put a bar chart in the newsletter. This even went out to all the free newsletter people. The earnings are spiking this year and next year. Earnings have been going up since 2009, but we've had a 2% growth economy. And that created kind of a steady pace of earnings. We started to flatten off in 15 and 16. The market flattened off in 15. In fact, we had our first little down year that year in 2015 during this bull market because earnings flattened off. But now they are accelerating, just like that little Porsche that he put his foot on the accelerator, took the corner, whipped by me, and he was gone. A white flash heading up into the hills. That's what's happening in the stock market right now. How can you be bearish on stocks? Isn't this not just here in the U.S.? You know, as the U.S. economy goes, so goes the rest of the world, and we're starting to see China melt up. We're starting to see Europe melt up, the emerging markets melting up. But you still have to be in the right places. You say, well, the stock market's the place still, right, Gunderson? Yeah. But not GE, not IBM, not some of these other dud companies. You want to be in the growth engines. You want to be in the Porsches with the stripes and the wing on the back. Not the old clunker. Hey, you want to own best asset classes now. And the best asset classes right now are equity, ownership. Worst asset class right now, being short the market, they're getting crushed. Where's Peter Schiff these days? Where is David Stockman these days? They're not bringing him on lately. Where's Harry Dent? They'll bring him on when the market's down 300 points in a day. They'll bring back Harry Dent. And he'll say, see, I was right. No, Harry, you've been wrong for a long time. You've got these people that follow you. Have you looked at a chart of SH lately? That's the opposite S&P. The bears are getting murdered. The bond market's getting clobbered. The REITs are getting killed. The utilities are getting smashed. And stocks are that little white Porsche taking the corner with the wing on the back. Zoom! Taking off right now, but you have to be in the right ones. I manage money for a living. I'm going to work here. I have my game face on. I've gone over all the news items so far. I'm going to watch the earnings reports come in today. I'm going to look at hundreds and hundreds of charts, and I'm going to make sure I'm in the best stocks now, whether it be income stocks, whether it be ultra growth stocks, whether it be just conservative growth stocks, or even some of these ETFs and mutual funds. You got to be in the best ones now. If you're a do-it-yourselfer, I have the newsletter and I have the app. Go to GundersonCapital.com. Give us a call at 855. Our voicemail was full when we got back. Well, we're amping it. Give us a call, 855-611-BEST. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based, registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.